From Spark and Anvil and CityForge, this is Seam, in Chapter 1 of the CityForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Seam was a young tailor bird, the kind that stitches leaves together to build a nest, and she looked at cities the way she looked at cloth, as pieces that could be joined or left torn. She hopped along the edge where two neighborhoods met, carrying a spool of bright thread she used to show people things. "Every city is made of pieces," she'd say, "and the most important part is often the seam, the edge where two pieces meet. A good seam joins them. A bad one leaves a rip." She'd stretch her thread across a busy road to show how far apart two close places really were.
Seam taught edges and connection, the way the boundaries between neighborhoods can either divide people or bring them together. "Look at what runs between two neighborhoods," she'd say. "Sometimes it's a wide, roaring highway, or a rail line, or a wall. On the map, the two sides look close, but if you can't cross, they might as well be miles apart." "A barrier like that," she explained, "is a rip, and rips have a history. Often, long ago, a big road or line was pushed right through a community, splitting it, usually a community that had the least power to say no." She handled that history honestly but gently, the way an elder tells a hard, true thing to a child. "It wasn't fair, and it wasn't an accident," she'd say. "But a seam can be mended. A new crossing, a bridge, a park built over the top, a safe place to walk across. Those are stitches. Design can reconnect what design once divided." That was the CityForge Urban Equity Gate, carried to the edges. Notice the rip and stitch with care.
Seam never pretended a single crossing fixed everything, and she never blamed the people on either side. "The rip isn't the neighborhood's fault," she'd say, "and you don't stitch by erasing what's there. You listen to both sides and connect them on their own terms." Repair, not replace. She honored the ways people had already found to reach across. The informal path worn through a gap, the corner where two sides met anyway. "Find the stitches people already made," she said, "and make them strong and safe." Seam came from a hedgerow that a new fence once cut in two, separating her flock's nesting trees from their feeding ground. The birds could fly over, but the ground dwellers they lived alongside could not, and the little community frayed. The season the animals worked together to open a safe gap in the fence, a deliberate seam. Seam understood her craft. What divides a community can be designed away, if you notice it and stitch with care.
One day, Plum, the CityForge mentor, hopped up beside her. "What is a seam?" Plum asked. Seam stretched her bright thread across the road. "It's the edge where two neighborhoods meet," she said. "A highway or a wall can rip them apart, often on purpose, long ago, to a community with the least power. And a crossing, a bridge, or a shared park can stitch them back. Notice the rip, mend it with care, listen to both sides." Plum nodded. "You are appointed," he said. In her lessons, Seam has students find the biggest barrier between two neighborhoods on a map, stretch a thread across it, and then design a stitch, a crossing, a cap park, a safe walk that reconnects the two sides. She teaches her students a few habits about edges and connection. "Look at what runs between neighborhoods. The seam matters as much as the pieces. A highway or wall can divide people who live close. Some rips were made on purpose. Big dividing roads and lines often cut through communities with the least power to refuse. Name it honestly. A seam can be mended. A crossing, a bridge, a cap park, a safe path. Design can reconnect what design divided. Find the stitches people already made. The worn path through a gap, the corner where two sides meet anyway. Strengthen those, don't erase them. Listen to both sides. You reconnect with the neighborhoods on their terms, not by flattening either one. Seam tells her students, "My first plans drew a bold new bridge and ignored the little worn path the neighbors had already made. That's not a failure. It's the plan reminding me to look for the stitches people made first. Then I make those strong."
When a student asks whether one crossing can really bring a split neighborhood back together, Seam always answers the same way, drawing her thread taut. Not all at once, but a stitch is where mending starts. Notice the rip, listen to both sides, and connect them with care. Piece by piece, the seam holds. Seam pulls her bright thread across a new crossing, where moments before, a roaring road had kept two sides apart, and people begin to flow between them again. And the cut-off ache she felt in the divided hedgerow has settled into a stitched-back-together satisfaction, the deep gladness of two pieces rejoined on their own terms.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SEAM. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.